This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is ending a misguided Bush administration ban on fetal tissue research. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and I voted together for once the other day, and the Senate overwhelmingly rejected the advice of anti-abortion zealots in the Bush administration. We voted to end the administration's irrational ban on using fetal tissue in potentially life-saving medical research. Tissue obtained from abortions has unusual biological properties that give it great promise for treating patients with Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. An expert Reagan administration panel of medical, religious, and ethics leaders recommended that the research be permitted under strict safeguards to avoid abuse and prevent any incentive for abortions. The political spin doctors in the Reagan administration banned the research anyway, and so is the Bush administration. Urge President Bush to take another look, Al, and permit this life-saving research.
Yes, Ted, it is time to separate abortion from science, politics from research, and science from fiction. So I agree. Who'd believe it? Ted, the idea that fetal tissue research would somehow increase the demand for abortions is a cruel and wretched thing to say about American women. This is not about abortion. It's about research that offers real hope of finding cures for Parkinson's disease, childhood diabetes, and devastating genetic disorders. I feel that once the president studies the NIH advisory panel's report and recommendations and talks to the researchers and advocates on both sides, I'm certain he will find the arguments in favor of expanding these research efforts most compelling, just as you and I have. Ted's support for such dramatic life-saving research is an honest pro-life position to take. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on old Ted Tying the Knot. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.